So this is a 40 megawatt project. It's a utility scale solar project on the sub-transmission level, meaning it's kind of medium in size. Solar farms range from 15 acres up to thousands of acres. This is about a 250 acre project. We're really excited to bring the benefits of a development like this to the county, not the least of which is increased tax revenue, the lion's share of which is distributed to the schools. And this comes without the addition of, say, extra students or extra need for emergency services. There's no additional cost associated with a solar farm, but rather increased tax revenue, clean power, and we're really excited to bring the project to the county.
And you mentioned a number. What type of tax revenue per annum are you talking about?
About $240,000 per year. It's taxed at a much higher rate, which is set, by the way, by the state. That's kind of a uniform taxing policy, and it's a far increase from the way that ag land is typically taxed.
With setback, I heard some changes from the, I think, original proposal when you first came to the county board and the zoning board about a year ago. So what were some of the modifications, I guess, with the proposal?
Yeah, that's correct. So the state and the county require a minimum of 150-foot setback from nearby residences. We thought that number is obviously doable because we feel very strongly that solar farms are completely safe and in fact, great neighbors. However, we heard from the local community that they were not interested in being located that close. And so we were able to kind of shrink the footprint of our plan to create essentially a much larger buffer between the nearby residences and the solar farm itself. We also kind of tweaked where we were accessing the site to minimize any sort of impact. While solar farms generate very little in terms of traffic, we still wanted to fit in as best we could to the community, which we feel we've done a good job. The county clearly agreed with us, and we're really excited about that.
In the setback, I think one of the residents asked you about that. That will include row crop, you said?
That's the buffer. There's going to be areas in front of the fence where there will be some trees planted just to provide a little bit of a visual screening. And then the buffer area right between the street and the project itself, yes, will continue to be farmed with row crop.
And then the next question, timeline on construction.
That's right. We're anticipating this being a 2025-2026 project, so likely to be placed in service by the end of 2026.
And the final question, so the energy that is generated from this solar farm goes where?
It goes into the local grid. So the electrons will kind of flow where they flow. But a project of this size gets injected directly into Ameren's power grid and then distributed the way that power gets distributed locally.